Blog Talk Radio.
About believing, you just gotta believe. It's all about believing. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. So happy to have each and every one of you all. Someone sent the request, and I'm going to play a little bit of it. It's by Travis Green and Kirk Franklin and John P. King.
Brother Travis would like to say something this Sunday. Let's give him a hand.
If I can have your attention, don't mean to waste your time. I like to tell a little story. I was lost and couldn't find my way. But then I met Jesus, and something started to change. I ain't proud of the past. I'm proud of the fact that I'm not who I was now.
Boy in North Carolina, I felt the county line. Yeah, came up in the struggle, and on the streets I had to fight.
I'm sorry.
Welcome to the Word at Noon, brothers and sisters. We're going to ask Pastor Bill. He should give us a word of prayer. And if anyone have a word of inspiration, press 1 and we'll let you in. If not, we'll continue on. But we're going to ask Pastor Bill to give us a word of prayer. And if anyone, like I said, have a word of inspiration, the Lord told me just say that. So I'm saying what he told me to say. Pastor Bill.
Praise God. Good afternoon, everyone. Amen. And thank you, Pastor, for both of those selections. And the scripture I'd like to open up with is John 11, verse 25 and 26. It says, Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Amen. Heavenly Father, as we come before you today, we come and giving you thanks, Father God, for this day, thanking you for our pastor as he teaches the word, thanking you for those that are listening, those that are listening by internet, and those who have called in, Father God. We're praying, Father God, that you open up our hearts and our mind to receive this word today, Father God, that we're able to share this word with others, Father God, giving them revelation knowledge, Father God. Lord, be with all those that are sick and shut in, Father God. Be with those who are bereaved and those who are going through, Father God. You said in your word, you will keep thee in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, and that you will be there for us as long as we stay in your word and allow your word to be in our hearts. Father God, we love you and we're thanking you for all things. Traveling mercy to those who have to be on the road today, Father God, or traveling by air or bus or whatever it is, Father God. Be with them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Now open up our hearts. Holy Spirit, have your way, and we're binding up anything and everything that's not like you right now. In Christ Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor, for that heartfelt prayer. If there's anyone here that has a word of inspiration, press 1, and we'll let you in, and we'll go from there. Anyone have a word of inspiration? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anyway, don't mind. I know sometimes I jump ahead, but I just try to be led by the Spirit. The Spirit told me just leave it open. Has anybody got a word of inspiration? You want to inspire your brothers and sisters? You know, the Bible says we're to edify one another, build one another up. So if you have a scripture that's going to build someone up, we're ready for you.
Mm-hmm.
If not, we're going to just go forward here. And we've been talking about revelation knowledge, adding more knowledge to what you already have, okay? According to 2 Peter, several scriptures, But let me tell you this. First of all, God have given us everything we need. Everything pertaining to God, godliness. You have no need for anything. You got it all right there. It's right there in the Word of God. You want to know where it's at? It's in the Word of God. You just have to add more knowledge to knowledge. Whatever it's dealing with, it's right there, okay? But if you want, the Bible says in 2 Peter 1:8, that for if these things be in you and abound, they you that ye shall neither be barren and unfruitful in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, there is no excuse, brothers and sisters, for not having knowledge. No excuse. No excuse. And there's no excuse for not believing. We said the other day, and we're going to go there for a moment. He says, if you be then risen with Christ. Well, see, that's something you got to answer. Have you been risen with Christ? And then you might ask yourself, have I crucified the flesh? You can't be risen unless you crucified the flesh.
Amen.
You got to die. And you got to be buried. Then you be risen with Christ. So when Christ got crucified, you got crucified. When he was resurrected, you was resurrected. I told a preacher this the other day. He did not like it. I said, we're part of the resurrection. Oh, no, 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 no. Christ did that by himself. See, that's what ignorance does for you. He didn't understand that we've been risen with Christ. He says, if ye then be risen. You may. So to me, the Lord said, this guy here, he ain't been risen with Christ. He wanted to debate if we've been risen. The Bible says, if you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is. So that'll tell you right there, if you've been risen, what are you seeking? What are you looking for? Something on earth or in Christ, which sitteth above? See, that's how you know where your affection is at. Is it on things beneath or is it on things above? Because if it's on things above and that's your focus, then you've been risen. But if it's a possibility, you may not. But one of the scriptures I want to share this morning is, actually I want to go back to, John 11:25. I'm going to ask Pastor Cheryl read that again. She'll read that one more time.
Yes, Pastor. John 11:25-26. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Amen.
We're talking about believing in the resurrection. Everybody don't believe in the resurrection. Now, Martha, understand that Martha believed in Christ because she told him, she said, Lord, yeah, I know about that great day, but she couldn't believe in the resurrection. You got people today, they believe in Christ. They believe he died. Because they'll confess that all day long to say they believe. But you got to believe in the resurrection. And then you got to believe that you're part of it. Well, how do you do that? By acting on the Word of God. That's what believing is. Believing requires us to act on the Word of God. Most people want to get locked in the Old Testament. No, sister, let me tell you what. Those people, they waited on a day. They was waiting on a day. But Jesus says, no more day, it's me. I'm the resurrection.
Yeah.
Can you believe this, Martha? And that's what he's saying today, brothers and sisters. Can you believe in the resurrection? If you do, lay down your life. Lay it down.
I know
it's easier probably to go out there and kill yourself than to lay down your life for Christ. Because when you lay it down, you're crucifying the flesh. Not an easy task for a lot of people, But if you truly love the Lord, you will crucify the flesh. And you will tell that flesh, no, this is not the way it's going to be. We're not having this. We're not having, this is what we're having. We're having Christ is Lord here. Christ is Lord mm-hmm. here. And
amen.
With that being said, I just thought it was so important that we understand that he says, I am that day. See, people looking for a day. You won't see no day, man. Forget it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm just waiting on the Lord's day. Forget it. I'm just waiting on the second coming. Forget it. Christ is here right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The resurrection hadn't passed. It's right now.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows that? I'm going to let you know right now. He that believeth, and not just the Son of God, which came into the world. No. Come on, say, I believe that. But here's what she couldn't believe. She couldn't believe that it was no longer a day, but it's a person. And Jesus said, now, if you die in me, see, that's what I'm talking about. If you crucify the flesh, you die in Christ. Though you be dead, yet shall you live again. So where's your affection is at? On worldly stuff? On these worldly churches? You know, I'm going to be honest with you, brother and sister. Your focus needs to be on Christ. Not on, well, if I can serve this person, if I can serve that person, if I can obey my pastor, if I can obey my bishop, if I can, man, let that stuff go. These folks trying to get your money, number one, which not, to me, not a big deal. Number two, they're going to hold your soul in hostage. They're holding your soul hostage. I'll tell you that right now. Your mind is being held, and you can't go no further than they are. And I'm going to tell you right now, I want everybody on this broadcast to seek God for more revelation knowledge. That's what we're doing. We adding more knowledge to knowledge. That's what 2 Peter say. 1 Peter 2 says, we adding more knowledge to knowledge. That's what we're doing. Over in Romans 1 and 20, I know I'm jumping around. In Romans 1 and 20, it says, for the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, mm-hmm. even the eternal powers and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Hallelujah. Powerful.
Yes, it is. Amen, amen. And from the Message Bible, eyes, and there it is, by taking a long and thoughtful look at what God has created, people have always been able to see what their eyes as such can't see, eternal power, for instance, and the mystery of his divine being. Amen.
And one of the things that Paul's argument was is that people are sinful all over the world. So you're going to have to accept what Christ, God did in the man Christ Jesus. That's what he's mm-hmm. talking about, really. So when you, especially when you think about the 25th verse, they want to change God's truth. Man care more about the creation than they do the creator.
Have mercy.
Yeah. They care more about the atmosphere than the one that made the atmosphere. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So you're going to have to ask yourself this real important question. Have I crucified the flesh yet? And if I have, am I seeking the things above where Christ said? Are you focused on the things in Christ, or are you focused on the things on earth? That's going to have to be the question. So Paul says, and you probably could go to Romans 3 and 20 and see this too, because as Paul developed his argument that no one can claim by their own effort to mere be good. In other words, you can't say, oh, well, I'm good enough, and this is good enough, and I'm doing this, and I'm paying my tithes, and I'm going visiting this sick and this shit. I'm doing these things. For instance, being good won't get it. It won't cut the mustard. You have a sin nature that you have to get rid of. You got to get rid of your sin nature. Always wanting earthly stuff. Start having a desire for heavenly things, for spiritual things. That's where it has to go to.
Yeah.
So you ask the question, does anyone have an excuse for not believing in God? Anyone? The Bible answer is real simple, brothers and sisters. No. Don't have no excuse. God has revealed what this is like, and though through his creation, every person, therefore, have to get this knowledge, brothers and sisters. Stop rejecting what God did in the man Christ Jesus. There lies the problem. We don't want to accept what God did in the man Christ Jesus. You know what? That's a slap in the face. Because I let Jesus die for your sin, so you don't have no more sin. Now accept his righteousness and move forward. I know people right now, they want to pray over and over for the same thing. No, if you didn't ask God for that, listen, brothers and sisters, stand on it. And when you've done all to stand there for. Be defiant in it. Well, God, if it don't happen, it ain't because of me. I did my due diligence. I've asked you. That's all I can do. Now, I'm going to keep on begging you. God don't expect that. I know that's what the natural man wants. That's what the natural does. But listen, brothers and sisters, we're not to live after the flesh. So let me finish this statement by saying every person, therefore, either accept or reject what God did in the man Christ Jesus. Don't be no fool. So for when the day come, God to judge your response to him, no excuse will be accepted. There's no excuse. Well, you know, Lord, this preacher taught me this and talked. God ain't trying to hear that, brothers and sisters. You got the right to study for yourself. 2 Timothy 3:16, you study to show yourself. Well, I was being led. God ain't told you to be led by no preacher. That would be a lie.
Amen.
I know I got some preachers on me, but I'm going to tell you, y'all may get mad, but I really don't care. And I don't want to sound like I'm all this and all that. I'm letting you know. You need to tell these people the truth. God ain't told you to lead nobody. Told you to take them to the Word of God and teach them to abide in the Word of God. Teach them whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I'm with you. God ain't taught, nowhere have Jesus taught anybody, you lead this group of people or that group of people. God ain't told you to do that. Christ is the shepherd, brothers and sisters. Let me be real clear here, okay? He is the chief shepherd. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The Holy Ghost is the one that's going to teach.
Yeah.
Our job is to edify and bring the body of Christ into that unity of faith. Get them folks in the Word of God. That's green pastures. Hey, get in the Word of God. Because when you get them in the Word of God, you're getting them in God. No, you're not going to get a lot of accolades. You're not going to get a lot of plaques for doing this. You may not have a building where hanging chandeliers. You won't get a whole lot of folks high-fiving you. You ain't going to get all that. Now, I tell you that right now. That's flesh. You ain't going to get all that.
Yeah.
And if you want your name in neon light, that ain't happening. And I'm going to tell you this. And I'm going to move on with this show. Because what happened was, Jesus out there just teaching these people what God had told them to teach. And let me tell you what. They got angry with him. And Jesus had been feeding them for the Bible said it was 500 of them. Not one scripture said 5,000. But at least there had to be 500. Hungry men and women. He was feeding them. I'm going to go with 5,000. I like that. But anyway, either way, he got to feeding those people. Do you realize what happened? When Jesus started preaching the truth and telling them, hey, this is going to be my body. And he was explaining to them over there in John 6. He was explaining this to them. And then Jesus, see him walk away. See, I've seen people walk away from truth. They'll walk away from truth, but they want to base it on who you are, your character, who they think you are anyway. Instead of accepting the word of God. So Jesus said to Peter and the other disciple, will y'all also leave me? Now I fed all these folks. Now they leave me. He said, will you also leave me? Peter said, Lord, where we going to go? You have words to eternal life. Where we going? We need that word. Mm-hmm. The people come to realize how important the word of God is. That's why Mary said, be it unto me according to thy word. Listen, brothers and sisters, you have to know that the word of God is God, and God is inside there. It's sort of like a seed. See, the seed, you don't see what it is at first. Think about it like this. You don't see that corn that has 12, standing maybe 7 foot tall and have 12, 20 ears of corn. You don't see that in that seed.
Amen.
But God put it in there and let it begin to grow. And eventually you will see what it's all about. That's the way the word of God is. You stop putting God in you, that pure word. Stop mixing this religious stuff and this. Stop putting it in there and watch what's going to spring up. Well, I'll tell you this. How about this? When you get the pure word of God, Galatians 6 and 7 said, be not deceived, for God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. So if you can't put tomatoes and expect okra, it ain't happening. So don't think you can just go and read a bunch of books, a bunch of religious stuff, and you're going to get God's best. You ain't getting it. You ain't getting it. And I don't care who wrote the book. You ain't getting it. You want God's best. You want to see him develop who you really are. Start getting the pure word of God. Start getting some meat instead of the milk. I know they so stronghold on being into the Old Testament. I said, you know what? Yeah, you got to be straight ignorant. Oh, you calling me ignorant? I said, yeah. That's what the Bible calls you. I took them Romans and showed it to them and to him. That they had a zeal of God, but it wasn't according to knowledge. You got to get the knowledge, the true knowledge. And it doesn't matter how educated you are, you still don't have the true knowledge because you're feeling it or you're thinking it. Then I explained to him, I don't see you getting no blood of an ox or ashes of a heifer. I don't see you doing that. So why? How can you divide? How can you separate what they were doing in the Old Testament to what they're doing in the New Testament? Either you believe it or you don't. Well, I just happen to believe all of it. I know what they used to do. I know what they're doing now. And I know what they're going to do. Because you're seated with Christ on the right-hand side. It's not going to be a surprise to you.
Amen, amen.
Surprise to John. When John saw Jesus, he wasn't surprised. He said, behold, the Lamb of God who come to take away the sins of the world. He wasn't shocked. He knew it. Now, no, even John's disciples said, John, said, there's somebody out there preaching. I said, well, what are you preaching? He said, I think it's Jesus. So John said, okay, go back to him and ask him, is he the Christ? People say, yeah. Are you the Christ? Jesus said, yeah. Go tell John, the blind see, the deaf hear, and the poor have the gospel preached unto them. That was revelation. But the people that wasn't in tune with God and with Christ didn't know that. But the people that were, they knew that. So when he went back to jail and told John what Jesus had said, John said, yeah, that's the Christ right there. Follow him. That's revelation. Follow him. Because, see, they had a lot of other preachers during that time. They had a lot of other Christers during that time. So he says, follow him. That's the one right there. Listen, brothers and sisters. Yeah. Don't get caught up with man. Get caught up in the word of God. seek those things above where Christ said, and not the things of God. Put your affections on the things of God. That way, you don't have to worry about if Christ comes. Because you know what? You're going to meet him. You're going to meet him, and then whatever he's doing, you're going to be part of it. So your spirit will be with his spirit. So if he bursts the skies open right now, you're going to be part of it because you're going to be found in him. You're going to be dead in him. Dead to the world, but alive in him. Excuse me. Yeah. That's where that's going to work. So wherever he at, guess what? That's where you're going to be. That's what he said in John 14. Don't let your heart be troubled. Ye that believe in God, believe also in me. Because at the end of the day, wherever I am, that's where you're going to be. This is about believing. Believing requires you to act on the word of God, okay? So we're going to take this minute. Anyone have any comments or they want to give a word of wisdom, a word of knowledge, you can do that at this time.
Amen. So, Pastor, I just want to read Galatians 3, 24, and 25. And it's talking about the schoolmaster. It says, wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But after that faith is come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster, for ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Amen.
And that's not a spiritual baptism. So let's be real clear with that. We're not talking about a water baptism. That's a spiritual baptism. To be baptized in Christ is spiritual. Christ means spirit. Jesus means flesh. Jesus was the sacrifice. He was the ultimate sacrifice. So when the Bible talks about being baptized in Christ, don't let your mind run to that water you were in. Because it'll do that. Don't do that.
Amen.
Whatever you're saying,
I'm sorry. Oh, no problem, Pastor. You're making it plain. Praise God. So from the Message Bible, and I'm sorry, it was 24 through 27, but the Message Bible started with 23. So it says, until the time when we were mature enough to respond freely in faith to the living God, we were fully surrounded and protected by the Mosaic law. The law was like those Greek tutors, which you are familiar, who escort children to school and protected them from danger or distraction, making sure the children will really get to the place they set out for. But now you have arrived at your destination. By faith in Christ, you are in direct relationship with God. Your baptism in Christ was not just washing you up for a fresh start. It also involves dressing you in an adult faith wardrobe. Christ's life and the fulfillment of God's original promise. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
It come by believing in Christ Jesus, not Jesus Christ. That's why it says, sit your affection on things above, what Christ said.
Amen.
See, that's what we got to believe. We got to believe that we die. The baptism of Christ is you die in the spirit and you live in the spirit. See, it's been appointed unto man once to die. Your spirit man got to die. Then the judgment.
Yeah.
So but you can't die twice now. You're going to die now, and you're going to live unto eternity. That's why Jesus told Martha, say, if you're dying me, if you believe this and you die in me, if you believe it, You'll never die, Martha. You'll never die. What a testimony. You'll never die. Tell yourself a couple of times, I'll never die. Your man don't want to receive that because he's Satan. No, he will be destroyed. But let me tell you, brothers and sisters, start confessing that. I'll never die. I'll never die. I don't have to die no more. I don't have to die but once.
Amen. Hallelujah.
What she said is really important, brothers and sisters. All we had was the law to lead us to Christ. But now, by faith, simply meaning knowledge or the word of God, because see, faith is the word of God. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So when you talk about faith, he's talking about the word of God. That's the knowledge you got now.
Yeah,
and the more you hear it, the more knowledge you're going to get.
Because
I'm going to be honest, the law for those that are walking by faith is pointless. Don't get
all
mad,
right.
Y'all. But for those that are walking by faith, the law is pointless. Abraham did not walk by law. He walked with faith.
All right.
The purpose of the law was to show us that we needed to be directed to Christ. And we need to baptize in Christ.
Yes, yes.
One writer put it, you got to get clothed with Christ. Putting on that garment. Close yourself with Christ, meaning the Spirit of God. That's what the Jews didn't want to do.
All right.
Anyone else? Thank you so much, Pastor. Did you have another point you want to make? Anybody else?
No, Pastor.
Press one.
Thanks.
Anyone else? Press one. Hallelujah. Press one. You know, I want to have a broadcast where we discuss things. If it's just one word and we get clarity, somebody will come to truth. They will come to the knowledge to know how important one word is. One word is one seed, and that seed can change the whole, once it get in you. You'll never see the seed out. It has to get in you.
Amen.
That's when it began to, let's see the right word. Once it, you know, when the seed get in the ground?
Yeah.
If you go back the next day, you're going to see the same seed. But I dare you to put more knowledge to it, more knowledge and more knowledge. That's just like putting rain. They're just putting rain and sunshine. The more you put on it, the more it's going to get, I forget this word that they call it, but it changes. The more you get the sun, the more you get rain, the more you get, then it's going to change, brothers and sisters. That's what the word of God does. Once it gets in you and start catching root. Yeah, I want nobody to tell you all this old foolishness. You're going to stop listening to it.
That's right.
And if, you're just listening to the Holy Ghost, and if don't nobody else believe you, you'll go out there and preach to the wind.
Yes. Amen.
You don't lie no more. You're going to preach the truth. Hey, it's a matter of their standard or not. Because, see, they're going to understand the world way because that's their mindset. Their mindset is the world. And that's all they want to do is live there in the world's way. But not so with you.
Amen.
I know folks right now, they know that what they're doing is wrong. And simply meaning going to church, playing church, and they fed up with it. But because they talk to me, they feel, you ain't got to prove nothing to me. I'm going to tell you that right now. I know some errors and mistakes that I made, and that's why I fess up and say, Lord, thank you for delivering me, because that person needs to be delivered. Because I don't want nobody to think highly of me, that you ain't got to prove nothing to me. I want you to have your eternal life. You walk around here trying to prove something to me, you're going to miss it. You're going to miss the boat, buddy.
Yes, amen, amen.
See, there's one church. There's one body. So if you let that become a realization to you, then you'll get to what I'm trying to tell you. There's only one body, one church, and that's in Christ. And you can't have two of them now. Well, I'm in Christ, and then you go into the worldly church. You can't do both of them. You either help me together or you help me to scatter. It can't be bitter and sweet at the same time. It got to be one or the other. It's going to be all about Christ. And as you learn and develop, you let some stuff go. You begin to put on God's truth. You begin to get conformed to that image that he created us to be from day one. Okay?
Yes.
Anyone else? Mm-hmm. Listen, brother, I'm going to tell you, I want everybody saved, especially those that have a little knowledge. I want you to get more knowledge. You're the right person. Because, see, you already know this, so add some more knowledge to your knowledge that you already have. Add more to it. Add, the Bible says, and to knowledge, temperance, and to temperance, patience, and to patience, godliness. See, that's what happened to that seed. Once that seed get in there, it began to grow.
Amen, amen.
Yeah. Somebody said, if these things be in you, they'll make you neither be barren. You won't want anything. You'll stop telling people, I want this, I need. No, you don't need nothing, but you'll begin to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And to him be the glory.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Amen.
No one else? Hallelujah. Well, we'll see you all Sunday for the review. Praise God.